wanton eyes, and wandering desires. Ecclesiastes 6:9. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Better is the sight of the eyes. Better is what God has given you than what thy soul lusteth after. With wanton eyes that travel to and fro throughout the earth, coveting all that thine eyes behold, God always provides what is best for his children. But the eyes of a man are never satisfied. Had David been thankful for what God had given him, then he would have had no wandering desires that damage the soul. Wandering desires war against the soul. They bring it into captivity. Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and we will take nothing with us when we go. The craving appetite and insatiable lust of the covetous mind, which enlarges its desires as hell, after 1,000 things and everything it can think of. Such a mind roves through the whole creation and covets everything under the sun. Now it is better to enjoy contentedly things in sight and in possession than to let the mind loose in vague desires after things that may never be come to, and if attained to, would give no satisfaction. It is a restless wandering of desire, a wandering heart, never satisfied, never content, never at peace with what God has given you right in front of your face, be it coveting another man's wife, which was against the scriptures, or coveting another man's ox or his ass. That covetousness has been condemned by God in the law of God, but man's mind is never satisfied, always wandering about seeking what it may have and what it may consume and what others may have. Solomon gave himself everything he ever wanted, all his wandering desires fulfilled, and all he could say is all his vanity and vexation of spirit. He said, I got me servants and maidens, I gathered me silver and gold, men singers and women singers. Solomon had everything. Ecclesiastes 2:9-10 tells us, so I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and all the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. There was no profit under the sun. Solomon said that whatsoever his eyes desired, he kept not from them. Women, money, riches, land, and all was vanity. It could not content his wandering desires. Only Jesus can content the soul and teach it that whatsoever state it is in, therewith to be content. Whether it is the prison house or it's the castle, there will be times of leanness and times of plenty, times of joy and times of sorrow, times of temptation and agitation, times of peace and comfort and calmness, times of joy unspeakable and full of glory, and times of sorrow that break the heart and put it into a sober and somber place. Learn to be thankful to God and be at peace in your heart through all temptations and afflictions. And in all thy getting, get that wisdom. Learn to be thankful for what is in front of your eyes. Learn to be thankful for your wife, for your children, for that struggling child, for that wife that God has blessed you with, the wife of thy youth, for your church, for your pastor, for your country, as imperfect as it may be. Thank God for all these things and learn to be at contentment with all of these things. Get that wisdom with all thy getting. Get that understanding. Be at peace through the Lord Jesus Christ.